Yo, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to the podcast. This is Chasing Your Best. This podcast is dedicated to the hustlers, the workers, the people that want to be better at their game, the people that want to treat golf like it's a skill, like it's a craft, and put work in and want to see the dividends of that work. That's why I started this thing. I know there are more of you out there just like me. I always felt like when I was kind of learning the game growing up, it was really hard for me to find good resources and reliable information. And when you read about golf, there's just all these contrasting opinions, and you hear some things work for some people and some things work for others. Well, now I look at it like it's my job to declutter, defluff, and just provide you a very narrow, straight pathway to improvement and to just give you great tools and resources to help you with that learning curve. Now, with that being said, today is a fun episode, and I think it's going to help clarify some things for you. I want to talk about the tools we have in our bag and how they're used differently. Yeah, basically break down the difference between, you know, a driver is not a 7-iron, is not a wedge. They're just not the same clubs. They're not the same tools. And if you've heard before that your swing should swing the same way or it should feel the same, generally speaking, that's decent advice. Your swing should feel the same in a perfect world. But as you know, we don't live in a perfect world. And if you're a bad wedge player or a bad driver or a bad middle of the road iron player, there's a reason for that. It's because your swing style fits one of the other groups, but not the other groups. Now, with that being said, I don't want to burn up your time. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you taking your time to listen to this podcast. So let's hop into it. And I guess we'll start with a wedge. And we'll do a wedge and a driver because it's the most contrasting. And what you need to understand is that between a wedge and a driver is like a gradual set of steps that you're going to go up to go from your wedge to your driver. And incrementally, our numbers, our statistics, the way the club should be swung. I'm still not sure what the right word is there, but it should just get closer. We got a wedge in our hands. Let's call it a sand wedge for all purposes. And the only difference between your sand wedge and your pitching wedge would just be taking one of those steps upward. So we have a sand wedge in our hands. What are we trying to do with that wedge? We are always, always trying to hit the middle of the club face. I find that to be a huge, massive source for improvement for most people. Most people do not hit it near the middle of the club face. They don't understand where the middle of the club face is and if they miss hit it a little bit. And it can be hard to judge with an iron. If you're just a little bit off the middle, it can be hard to know the difference in feel, even if you are a good player, even with myself. If I don't have some kind of face tape on my club or some kind of spray to see where my ball hit, I may not know if my club hit it a half inch towards the inside of it or a half inch towards the toe. It can be very, very deceptive. So from time to time, this is a best practice. Check your centerness of contact. With that being said, the middle of the club face with an iron tends to be a couple grooves up from the bottom. Call it 4 to 6. 4 to 6 grooves up from the bottom. That's the vertical middle. And then the horizontal middle is exactly where you think it would be. It's smack dab in between the lines. But the reason I say vertical middle is because a lot of people hit it higher on the face than they should, because they don't have enough angle of attack and they end up not creating the kind of spin, the kind of consistency with the strike that they're looking for. So I guess all that is just a preface for hitting it in the middle of the club face is really damn important. It's really important. And if you don't do anything else, hitting it in the middle of the club face and creating a forward divot is separating yourself from the crowd, generally speaking. Now let's roll into it. We want to hit it in the middle of the club face. I just touched base on the fact that you want to create a forward divot. Well, your basic difference between a wedge and a driver is angle of attack, and then how your swing path leads to that angle of attack. So for example, and I'm going to try not to lose you here, but this is where it can get a little difficult. When you're hitting down with a wedge, let's say you're hitting down 10 degrees. And by the way, optimal for most swing speeds is going to be somewhere from 6 to 10 degrees with a sand wedge. So we're hitting down 6 to 10 degrees. So for every degree you hit down on the ball, the mathematics of it is it pushes your swing path 1 degree inside out. So if I'm hitting down 10 degrees with a neutral club direction, meaning that my club direction for our purpose is traveling smack dab at the target. We'll call it neutral. We'll call it zero. And I hit 10 degrees down on the ball. Well, then my swing path is effectively 10 degrees inside out. And that's the basic math of it. And you can make it a little more complicated if you need to. But for our purpose, that's what we need to understand, is that with a wedge, we actually want to swing slightly more across the golf ball because we're hitting down on it. And we don't want to create a swing path that's too far inside out. And for our purpose today, I mean, I've talked about this before, but I like a swing path that's anywhere from 0 degrees to 8 to 10 degrees inside out. But for our purpose today, let's say we're trying to achieve a neutral swing path, or a swing path that is 0 degrees inside out, 0 degrees outside in. Effectively, your club is traveling at the target, or swing direction. Those terms are actually different, but for our purpose, we're going to call those terms the same today. So swing direction and swing path for our purpose for today is the same. Now, here's the actual difference. And again, I don't want to lose you, but your swing path, your club path, is the effective path that club is traveling on. And that's a combination of your swing direction, which club physically, horizontally, is that club traveling, and your angle of attack. And those things go into making your swing path. But for our purpose, let's not make it confusing. Swing direction is swing path for today. We're hitting down on the ball 10 degrees. It means that club is traveling on an angle that's 10 degrees steep into the back of the ball with a wedge. We're hitting it near the middle of the club face because we put the work in. And because of that, if we want to make our swing path, our effective swing path, near 0 degrees, then the physical direction of the club needs to offset that. Our club needs to be traveling slightly left of the target through the hit, about 10 degrees, to make it a near zero swing path. Now, the reason this is important, and I keep saying this is important, is because I'm going to come back to it with a driver. With a driver, we're going to do the complete opposite, which is why these tools are different, folks. They're just different. And understanding how to use them is only knowledge, it's only power, and it's going to help you out long term. So what do we want to do with a wedge? We want to hit down on it. We want to swing more across the golf ball, or that physical swing direction should be more outside in, more across the golf ball to achieve a more neutral path. That's that. Now, that's our basic fundamental difference of our fundamentals of how we're trying to hit a wedge. We want to hit down, and I'm assuming a full swing here, but we want to hit down on it. We want to create a forward divot. And all that leads to, basically, with a wedge, we're hitting down the most, we're swinging the most across the ball, and we're also creating the most angle of attack. All right? Wedge is a different tool than a driver. Let's hop over to the driver. Now, with the big dog, all of a sudden, now we're not hitting down on the ball. It's actually ideal to hit up on the ball a couple degrees, depending on your swing speed. So if you're a slower swinger, meaning that, you know, maybe your drives go 100, 150 yards, it's more important for you to hit up on the ball. It's really, really important to get that loft, to get that backspin. If you have really high swing speeds, it's actually more ideal to have less launch. But for our purpose, for the general golfing public, a pretty darn ideal driver angle of attack is 3 to 5 degrees up on the golf ball, meaning that that driver is traveling up to the golf ball roughly 3 to 5 degrees. Okay, now let's talk about the middle of a club face on a driver, because hitting the middle of the club face will make your ball travel the furthest, and it's really low-hanging fruit for most people. Now, I said with a wedge that the middle of the club face was a couple grooves up vertically, and then smack center in the middle horizontally. Well, with a driver, the middle of the club face, generally speaking, is about, vertically, it's about 2/3 of the way up the driver, or the driver club head. So it's not smack in the middle, it's not smack at the top, it's somewhere in between there. And that's the middle of the driver club face. And when I say middle, I'm not talking about the physical middle. I'm talking about the spot that's going to help you hit the golf ball the furthest, the sweet spot. So I guess there's a difference between the physical middle of the club face and the sweet spot, but we want to hit the sweet spot. The sweet spot horizontally can vary a little bit driver to driver because the centers of gravity change based on how the manufacturers make them. But for our purpose, the sweet spot is anywhere from side to side middle to a few millimeters out towards the toe. That is the sweet spot for most drivers. So it's about 2/3 of the way up vertically and then side to side in the middle or a few millimeters out towards the toe. That mechanically will give you the best ball flight characteristics for most people. And that's, yeah, it'll help you make the golf ball go the furthest. So that's our sweet spot on a driver, much different than a wedge. Now, if you just guessed the middle for both, you'd have been wrong. And most people logically thinking would think, yeah, the middle is the middle. Well, the middle is not necessarily the middle on a driver and a wedge. And let me just hop in and qualify a 7-iron really quick. So a 7-iron, similar to a wedge, sweet spot's going to be about 4 to 6 grooves up from the bottom, horizontally, side to side in the middle. So basically irons, the vertical middle tends to be lower than what most people think. And with your driver, the vertical middle tends to be higher than what you would think. So with the driver now, we're hitting up on the golf ball 3 to 5 degrees. We want to get that good launch. We want to hit long bombs. We want to hit it past our playing partners and get closer to the hole. Well, we talked about with a wedge, because we're hitting down on the ball, we need to swing slightly more across it. Now, here's what makes the driver hard for most people is that because it's the longest club in our bag and because we want to hit up on it to facilitate more loft, more launch, further golf ball travel, that means with a driver, we have to swing the most inside out to make a relatively neutral path. And here's what amateurs do the opposite of, generally speaking. Amateurs swing the driver the most outside in. So they're just getting absolutely robbed of their distance. And that's why it's not uncommon for a player to see distance gains that are massive. I can think of players I've worked with through the years that have picked up consistently 50, 75, even 100 yards. And it's not because they got stronger or they got more physically capable, but it's because they started delivering the club on a much more effective pathway. So if you can visualize this in your head, the most effective pathway for the driver is swinging inside out, or for a right-handed player, to the right of the target and on an upward angle, 3 to 5 degrees, hitting the golf ball near the middle of the club face. That's the most effective pathway. But all little idiosyncrasies we have with our swing, little things that go wrong, they tend to be magnified when you hit a driver. So generally, most players swing outside in a couple degrees with a 7-iron. Well, when they hit a driver, all of a sudden it's 12, 14 degrees. And you can see how this creates a problem. When we're supposed to be swinging the driver the most inside out, yet we're swinging it the most outside in, we're not set up for success. We're not putting our driver on a good path. And it can be really difficult for some people to change. It's a commitment to making a swing change, but the commitment is well worth the time. You'll hit the golf ball further, you'll hit it more effectively, and when it all works itself out, you'll become a much better driver of the golf ball. So let's summarize this. The driver, because it's the least lofted, the longest, it needs to be swung or swang. I'm still not sure what the right thing to say there is. Maybe you can let me know. Write into me on Instagram. Is it swung, swang, swing, swing, swang, swung? What is it? We want to swing the driver the most inside out. We want to hit up on it 3 to 5 degrees and hit it near the middle of the club face. That's basically our formula for success. And with a wedge, we're doing the opposite. We're hitting down on it up to 10 degrees, 6 to 10 degrees, maybe even slightly more. And because we're swinging down on it, we got to swing more across it. And if you don't take anything else out of this episode, it's that, just that. When you're hitting down on the golf ball, you need to swing more across it. When you're hitting up on the golf ball, you need to swing more inside out. Now, for some of you, that's going to be confusing, and I get that. It can be hard to understand in words, just swing path and all that stuff. But for some of you, that's going to bring a lot of clarity to maybe some things you've seen when you ball flight that you couldn't explain. Have you ever watched somebody hit and take a massive divot that was pointed way left of their target, but they still hit a push draw? Well, I have, and I couldn't figure it out when I was in college or high school, But that's because that player's got a steep angle of attack, and that angle of attack is offsetting their swing direction. All right, you guys, I hope this episode gave you clarity and not complexity. I don't want to make this game more confusing. I hope I did a good job of summarizing that. I would be happy to elaborate on this topic because it's something that I know the general golfing population needs a greater understanding of, because golf is just a game of learning how to use your tools. And when you learn how to use your tools differently and you understand that and you have that understanding and you can start to build out your skills and hit different shots, use your creativity, build out your fundamentals, and the game can be really, really fun. Well, I appreciate you guys for being here. I appreciate you for being exactly who you are. Wherever you are, be safe, be healthy, be happy, and just continue to make a positive impact on other people. Do it with your attitude. Do it with your effort. People will notice that. And I will catch you guys back here, same time, same place, next week.